We left off on the Chavdal and the Beis, so we were left talking about the parameters of Shaloi Kedera, so they just chazed just for a moment. The basic halacha was that Shaloi Kedera is not considered to be Nisa D'Oraisa. The only possible exception to that rule are the two cases where the Torah doesn't sing Ela Rachila. The two examples that the Gemara gave were Basa B'chol V'Kedera Karim. So we spent a lot of time in the last few shiurim talking about the general din of Shaloi Kedera, other din of B'chol Sesuros, and then a little bit about the exceptions. So let's just go back to this Gemara again about where the Gemara starts to give us the exceptions and see if we understand what the Gemara is telling us properly. We have to extrapolate the cases that don't appear in the Gemara itself. So we're back to Chavdan with A's. So the last one is Amar. It's about 12 lines or so from the bottom. Amar Abaye. Hakol Moedim B'Kili HaKerem. Everybody agrees concerning the Isser of Kili HaKerem. She'll like an Alein HaTudah Shlok B'Dech HaNa'asa. The person plants together the wheat, barley, and grapes. So the resulting produce is Asa V'Achilu V'Anoa Min HaTorah. The Gemara learns this out from Sukkim. Even though it's Asa V'Anoa Min HaTorah, and one would have thought that Shlok B'Dech would have been a Matir, comes by and says, no, it's not true. Yechai Malchus is Nisadirai, even Shaloi Kedera is my time. Shun Lok Sibu Achila. Because it doesn't say the magic word Achila, and therefore the Loch is even Shaloi Kedera. Then the Gemara goes on to explain that the same story applies to Basim Chol. Because once again, it doesn't say the word Achila, it's just as Basim Ashel, which although the Tarshav HaPep teaches us is equated with Achila, it doesn't say the magic word Achila. So that can't be a studio. When one sees this Gemara, we have to ask ourselves the fundamental question in how exactly Chazal got to this point. It's the lack of the word of Achila that teaches us this din, Shaloi Kedera Chazal Sibin HaTorah. Yesh Lachpa, Riz Chakira, question, what the nature of this drasha is? What exactly the nature of this Yafusa, this Limud, from the absence of the word of Achila? So one can learn that it's not just Torah's drasha, in the sense, and what a drasha usually means is there's something almost problematic in the pasuk. The drasha, there's an extra S, there's an extra vav, there's an extra this there, or sometimes there's something missing, so to speak, something that we would have expected to be there. That's what drushas are. Some deeper meaning in the text of the Torah Shemachsav that is referring to this din min ha-Torah. So that's what the Gemara means there also. Namely, there's almost a word missing in Chumash. When we would have expected that the Torah should have said a little seichel bas b'chol, because that's what we know that's the din. We have a tradition, ish b'fi ish ha-mer shavena, that you're not allowed to eat bas b'chol. So we know that that's true. Nobody questions that. We know there's a din in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat kili akarim. Everybody knows that. So why doesn't the Torah say it? Why doesn't the Torah just say the word bas b'chol kili akarim, bas b'chol bas b'chol? So it's almost the last of the word achilu, which should have been here, it's a drasha. It's from the omission of the word achila that teaches us this halacha. There's a reason why the Torah left out the word achila. It left out the word achila to teach us this din even Shaloi Kedera. Because that's the pshat Gemara. Why does it mean that it's the omission of a word that should have been there? But we're reading too much, too analytical, too much lumness into the drasha. What the Gemara means is as follows. What's the makor to tell me that Shaloi Kedera is perfect? At the end of the day, I was not. At the end of the day, I ate it. At the end of the day, I went down the pipe. What's the difference whether it was raw, whether it was cooked, whether I stole my hand? What's the difference? So the Torah says that the word achiva is a chiddush. The word achiva is a pipe. The word achiva has a certain halachic definition called kiderach. And therefore, whenever the word achiva appears, that's a code phrase for k'tuah shel kiderach. If the word achiva happens not to be there, I don't care why it's not there. Look, possibly why it's not there. If the word achilah is not there, then the starting point is yichayev. I'm chayev shel kederach. The starting point of the sugi is that it's chayev shel kederach and shel kederach. Achilah is a drasha. If the word achilah isn't there, for whatever reason it's not there, the drasha is not there, liftor. So the male is like the chayev. Now, it may sound very academic. At the end of the day, end up in the exact same place. Where it says achilah, doesn't say achilah does not. What I'm asking is, from a lumdish point of view, is it the absence of the word achilah that should have been there that draws our attention to the drasha? Or is it not the absence of the word achilah should have been there? The reality, the mitzvah of the problem is, the word achilah isn't there. My nafkamina. Who's going to give me nafkamina? At the end of the day, achilah by nevela by yikava, all the regular in achilah, there's no tosh lakadach. The vas b'chav kila kev, there's no tosh lakadach. Who's going to give me nafkamina? Who cares whether it's the presence of the word that should have been there that isn't there, or it's just, well, my said the word's not there, so therefore the din is different. Who's going to give me enough kavina? What about conjure up for you a machalas asuros? I have a very good excuse for the word achitza there. I have a totally different reason, nothing to do with Pesach Nefchad Dalet. I have a justified halachic reason why the Torah didn't use that word achila. What do you say about that? Would you tell me that the Torah is chayav a punter? What do you say? It's Pesach Chakir, right? If you hold that, it's the Torah's official omission of the word of achila that should have been there. There's no other way to explain the omission of that word. Rather, the Tifer Shlok HaDerech is Chayav. I have a very good excuse why it's not there. I'll show you another Gemara, another reason why it's not there. So then the absence of the word doesn't teach me anything. So then it could be that the absence of the word is meaningless in that particular phantom area of Allah we haven't identified yet. So then maybe the din is, maybe it'll be Chayav. Maybe it'll be, maybe no. I don't know. Can't tell. It's hard to tell. But if you hold that, no. It's not the omission of the word. It's not the deliberate omission of the word achila. That changes the din. Lamaisa, the word achila is not there. I don't care why it's not there. At the end of the day, the only word that could possibly be a potish lekederach is the word achila. If it's not there, it's not there. I don't care why it's not there. So now that I gave you a phantom nafkamina, who can give me the nafkamina? Oh, I gave it away. I didn't say it was Yuma, so it's kind of hot. Yom Kippur is a really, really tricky one. Why is Yom Kippur a really tricky one? Because you look from high and low, it's a Pasha. Everyone doesn't say Achila. Look in Pasha's Emor, doesn't say Achila. Look in Pasha's Pinchas, does it? Every time the Torah presents the mitzvah, the Isra, even Yom Kippur, the magic word Achila is not there. The Torah uses other terms. Inur, Yashal, Sa'unda, Abedizu, Sa'shasechem. Never ever does the Torah say, Lashon Achila, no, I'm not questioning Achila. I believe I'm going to shalem, that's what Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur is not eating. We're not questioning that. But it doesn't say that we're not Achila. But Yom Kippur, we part ways from Bas Bechol and Kilakari. You know why? Because I have a very good justified reason why the Torah doesn't use the word Achila. What's the justified reason? If you take a look at the Gemara Sechaz Yuma, exactly why the Torah doesn't use the word Achila. Yuma and Daf Pei Aleph from an Aleph. So right after the first line of the Gemara and Daf Pei Aleph from an Aleph, Amar Reish Lakish. Mipnei ma lo nemra azhara b'inoy. Why doesn't the Torah ever formulate the Isser of Yom Kippur with a Lashon Al? Don't do. Every time it's the Inisa v'Sav Shosechem, it never says what not to do. It always tells us what yes to do, which we derive from here to mean what you're not allowed to do. So Zafish Lakish Shundul Eksher, because it's impossible for the Torah to formulate the Issa properly. What do you want from the Rosh? What do you want the Torah to bring? Nichta Rechamana, it's a strange formulation. If we write the Torah, what would we write? So Nichta Rechamana, lo yoichal. The Torah should have just said, don't eat. Now that would have been terrible. That would have been a misrepresentation of the halacha. Because achila b'kazayis. If it would have said, don't eat, so then somebody would have mistakenly thought that the shear of achila on Yom Kippur is how much? It is a kazayis, which happens to be not true. Happens to be not correct. Why? Because the Torah says inui. If a person eats a kezayis, he ate, but he didn't. Wasn't mevatel the inui. Therefore, Yom Kippur, there's a din deraisa that is a direct result of the lack of the word achila. What did the Gemara just tell? What did Reish Lakish tell us? By saying, he just gave us a justifiable reason in halacha why the word achila doesn't appear. Exactly why. Nothing to do with Pesach and Chof Dalet. There's a justifiable reason, human dafayal, why the word achila doesn't appear. Now, let's analyze our sug of Shmuel Kederach and ask ourselves, where does Yom Kippur fit into the picture? Is Yom Kippur closer to Bas Mechalav and Kili Akarim? Because it doesn't say achila in all three of them. Was Yom Kippur part ways from Bas Mechalav and Kili Akarim? Because by Bas Mechalav and Kili Akarim, there's no other reason why it comes to achila. There's no other reason to pin it on except to teach me Shlok Kederach Eschayev. But by Yom Kippur, I have an equally justified reason why, and therefore I have no reason to assume that it's close to Bas Mechalav and Kili Akarim. So from our Gemara, you can tell. So this was a tremendous breakthrough of the Sheikh Messiah. Sheikh Messiah is a famous piece in Sheikh Messiah, where he claims that Yom Kippur is on par with Pasmacholov and Kaviya Kerem, because it doesn't say the word Akhila. Why it doesn't say it? For other reasons, there's a lot of copies of the Shagasari. If it doesn't say Akhila, there's no Ptur Shalakiderech, and therefore Midaraisa, if you eat raw food on Yom Kippur, you eat anything Shalakiderech, you have Karis. Famous word from Shagasari. And other Akhwarim are not so sure that it's right. Maybe who then? What is true is that if he kept it, she was ruined by the son. It's a little later, she was ruined by his son. If he was the son of the Nebbi Huda, it says he's not so sure that it's right. Look at Moshe Rambam, doesn't sound like the Shagasari, but this is the Chiddush Gaul of the Shagasari. This is where Ashura is going to begin. We're going to maybe give an end. We're trying to figure out, is the Shagasari correct or is it not correct? From our Gemara, we fetched out a Hakir. We showed two sides of how to read our Gemara. We didn't see a Raya Brewer of how to read our Gemara. So we have to do our own analysis a little bit, try to figure out what's the status of this claim in the Shagasari. It's going to take us through a little bit of some difficult sugyas a little bit today. We'll try to put our heads to it and try to figure out if the Shagasari is right, or if we have reason to disagree with the Shagasari.
Just to clarify, so what's the Nachmina?
Big enough for me, a person eats raw food on Yom Kippur. Because the person said raw meat is Shalak Yedek, right? Guy sits down as a raw steak in Yom Kippur. The Chayav Karis and according to Shagasari, absolutely. According to others, absolutely not. Right? The same way that Echol Nevela would be potter if he eat Nevela Chai, unlike Kiliya Kerem, so that's the Shalat. Is Yom Kippur closer to Kiliya Kerem because there's no Lashon Achila? Was it closer to Nevela because the absence of Lashon Achila can be pinned on other reasons? That's the Shalat.
So no matter what, though, in the case of Psachim, though, we still have
no... Psachim doesn't talk about Yom Kippur. Right. That's the problem, right? Psachim only talks about Kiliya Kerem, but Psachim doesn't mention Yom Kippur.
Is the
Chakir,
what's the default?
Right, that's pretty much it, right. What's the default? Right, because there's no Achila, but there's a reason why there's no Achila. That's the ultimate question. So if I say, before we can analyze the Sugya that the whole discussion revolves around, we need a little bit of a background, a little bit of an introduction. It touches on one of the most lamedish Sugyas in Shas, the Sugya of Einis Achal Lisser. Einis Achal Lisser, the following scenario. I have a chaticha, that's also for reason X. Whatever reason X is. And now, potentially, Issur Y also wants to take effect. It was also only mitam X last week, and now Y is about to come and create an Issur on it. So come here to Torah and say, sorry, ain't Issur Chal Issur. Once something is also, it's saturated with Issur already. The second is a kid, you tell you, it's not Chal, it doesn't make any sense. It's still Issur, we're not saying it's Mutter, it's Issur, it's only Issur mitam the original Issur. And the Gemara calls another business, says, no, it is a chal issur. The second issur can take effect, the second issur can take hold, even though it was already a davar asur. And guess what? Now it's also for two reasons. My nafkamina was also for two reasons, but the civil zavrin, potential nafkamina is for malchus, and rather than chavi karbonis, the person has to bring me, it's a bishogi, it's a disakores, it may have nafkamina in terms of misas bezdin. What if the second issur is an issur hachomer, which carries with it a higher level, a stronger, a harsher, more severe misas bezdin? So, top stuff can be. Sugyas, you have this, you have kulin, kisu, sugyas, that whether yes, issur chalas or ain't chalas. So, those are the two extreme positions. Maybe it is chal, maybe it's not chal. Then the Gemara quotes other opinions in Tanoim, nuances within Tanoim, that sometimes you could subscribe to the general rule of Einis Achal Lisser, but there may be a few exceptions to the rule. What are some exceptions to the rules? The Gemara talks about two possible exceptions relevant for us. One is called an Issa Moisif, and one is called an Issa Koilel. So what does an Issa Moisif mean? Issa Moisif means that the Issa X was Asur, and now an Issa Y wants to take effect. Issa Y has more Isuri than Issa X had. There are more manifestations of Issa that Issa Y has that Issa X was lacking. So maybe one can argue, but man, the Verma Moon that ain't Issa Chal Lisser, that's when Issa Y and Issa X are basically identical. So you want a second Issa to be Chal, so it's already there. My Hanila and Issa Sheni. But if Issa Sheni has certain dimensions of Issa that Issa Y X was lacking, so then maybe everybody agrees Issa Chal Lisser. Yeah, Moshe. The Moshe I'm going to give you is actually about Chalik Issur Rishonim. It's the Rambam's Moshe. We spoke about this a little bit in the past. But it's an easy Moshe. We're just a 9:20 on Monday night. It's an easy Moshe to wrap around. What if Issur X is only Yosef B'Achila, and Issur Y happens to be Yosef B'Achila Uvahano'ah? So the Rambam claims that's an example called an Issur Moisif. Why? Because now, the chaticha, there are more sulam on the chaticha. The first is there only had an isser achila, but I can use it to shmir on my skin. The second isser has a whole new type of isser, whole new level of isser. So maybe one could argue, it's almost like migo that the isser hanor is going to be chal. So migo, the second isser achila is going to be chal. So that's the principle of isser moisir. I think one has a similar principle, which a lot of people get confused about, so we're going to try to avoid that confusion. That's what's called an isser koilo. Isser koilo is not the same as isser moisir. What's an isser koilo? Isser koilo is a Isser X is chal, is toifus, is osur, but Isser X is only osur to some people. Maybe it's only osur to me, maybe it's only osur to some people. Isser Y happens to be osur to more people. Isser Y is osur to more individuals. So now, I don't care about more than I'm talking about myself, so come here to Tarim and say, it is a koilo. Migo, that it's koilo and Isser to other people. So who are the Nabi? It's called Isser to me as well. Okay, so that's the principle called potentially Isser Koil. So there are different principles. There are two different potential exceptions to the rule. Isser Moshe and Isser Koil. What's the difference? We had to really, really, break it down. What's the difference conceptually between Isser Moshe and Isser Koil? How do we define it? Isser Moshe speaks about more Isurim on the Chetz itself, whereas Isser Koil speaks about other Gavras, or perhaps other Chetzes. But it doesn't really speak about this Chetz itself. Chetz X and Chetz Y are also fundamentally the same way. There's nothing changed in the nature of the Isser. It's just that there are other external people, other external objects, etc., that have become Osir. So these are two possible examples of principles of Migo. So again, we have almost four different possibilities in the Sugya of Enes and Chalasa. We have some Tanoim will say we never heard of such a thing. Isser is always Chalasa, and one of the captions. The other Tanoim will say, Enes Chalasa all the time. Then you have possible nuances within the two. One can accept the one, perhaps not accept the other. That's the background to this again. So comes the Gemara, I said from the Marma Kamos, the Gemara Maseches Krisos. Difficult Sugin Krisos. It's a hard Sugin Krisos. Daf Chav Gimel, Umar Aleph Maseches Krisos. The Mishnah, the whole Mishnah was Seves Krisos, but one of the things that the Mishnah was assuming is that the following would be an application of yes, Isser Chalav Isser. What if a person has a piece of Chalav? Lamaisi, you're not allowed to eat Chalav. Obviously, you're not allowed to eat Chalav. And that Chalav now, believe it or not, becomes Nosar. So it was left over past the Zman HaKrava. So at that point, it becomes a second Isser. Potentially second Isser wants to be Chal. Want the Isser of Nosa. Now the din is, if a person needs Chalav, he's Chayav Karis. If a person needs Nosa, he's Chayav Karis. Now the Shail is, well, it started off with an Isser Chalav. The animals were forming and born, so they have a piece of fat, so that fat is Isser Karis. And now that fat should have been brought on the Mizbeach, and he's raised the Charum and waited for tomorrow, so now that the Isser Nosa wants to be Chal on it, and the guy goes out and eats this piece of Chalav slash Nosa, how many Chatos is he Chayav? So, one of the Tanoim that appears in this Mishnah of Rabbi Krisos is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says he's Chayav twice. The Isser Chal Nisser applies in this case. Somehow, this is a good example of Yesh Isser Chal Nisser. Nosa being Chal on Chalav. Does anyone give me any ideas why? Why do you think Nosa can be Chal on Chalav? Any ideas?
Just in terms of regarding timing wise.
Well, the Chalav was Chal first. No question about Chalav was Chal first.
Right, but meaning once, right, at a certain point, right, there's the Chafsa changes, right?
Well,
it's only Chalav for a certain amount of time.
No, it's Chalav forever. No, it's Chalav. It's fat. It's fat on the kishka of the animal. It's also the unborn. Okay, so regular chalav is mudbana, but it's a tricky one you're saying because this is chalav shell hektish. It's also not anyway.
Mudbana for
top. You don't mean the kohen. What you meant to say is you don't really mean mudbana. What you really mean to say is it's mutar liachilas what? Not achilas adam, but liachilas not kela, but what?
It's gavoh.
It's gavoh. Right? That's what you meant to say. Right? So. But I have Chela Shabbos Gdoshen, right? Imagine I have Chela Shabbos Gdoshen in front of me. So I want to know whose Ashkocha this Chela Shabbos Gdoshen is under. So when the OU is giving hashkacha for people, they can't put an OU on this, right? It's also bechira for them. But when the mizbeach putting hashkacha, it says OUM, not for me, for OU mizbeach. This is good lagava. It's good for the mizbeach. Nothing about chen. Chen people in the mizbeach. Okay. Kofti is a nicer. What happens? What happens? It becomes nicer. Do you let it nicer in the mizbeach?
No.
It's a chesul posel in the mizbeach. So this is the idea. Put a double posel on the mizbeach. So what just happened here? What was Yischal in this Moisif, right? There was a new dimension of this in this Chavtza. In this Chavtza, there was a new dimension of this that just took effect. And now, I'm not the Mizbech right now. I'm a human being. I want to know if I eat this, am I chayav two karsas or not? Am I chayav two karbonas chattas or not? So you subscribe to the view that Yischal, this is a Nesa Moisif, because this is a good example of an Nesa Moisif, right? It sounds like it's very long, but you have to get it.
What does it mean to be chayav two karsas?
But if you do a show, you have two karbonis now.
But if you do a maize,
you get twice marbles. Right? Because every karbonis is marbles. So there's enough community for maize at all. Okay? So again, so this is my shadow. So the guy goes ahead and he eats chero shal noiser. So it's up to Bishimin, you have twice. You have two karbonis. Chatas is for you, Bishay, you have twice marbles. You have twice. Ah, here is a chaloser. Nah, this is not a chaloser. This is a classic. It's a maize. Again, it's a long, the shabriska, you know, kachim, it's a maize. But following that model that we gave, Achilus Arno, it's very similar. It's Achilus Adam, Achilus Mizbech, it's Chalon, that's an Issa Moisif. So come to Gemara, and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, with a startling question. It's the first of the very wide lines at the bottom. Amoi Ravel Rav Nach, Umi Am Rebbe Shimon Yisachal Alissa. Did Rebbe Shimon subscribe to Yisachal Alissa? Because Rebbe Shimon appears in this Mishnah. So it's clear from this Mishnah, right? Did they show up on the email again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if Rav is asking his Rebbe of Nachman, is it really true that Rebbe Shimon subscribes to Yisachar Lisser? So Atalia, we have a very, very famous brisa, Rebbe Shimon Aymer, Eichel Medeila B'Yom HaKippurim Potor. I have meat that wasn't shechted properly. Apple died last week. So it was Chalon and Nisa Nevela. Right? Now, Kut Yom Kippur, and the guy sits down and eats this Nevela on Yom Kippur. Now it becomes interesting. Is he Chayav Karash for you on Yom Kippur? So we hold pure Enis Chalisser. What's the answer?
No.
Because Yisra Nevela is Chal first, Yom Kippur wants to be Chal second. It can work, right? Now this will be interesting because for Nevela, you're not Chayav Karash. So this guy's not going to be Chayav Karash. He's not have any carbonous chathases. He's going to have halkus, the mazid, but nothing more than that. He's a famous Shimon Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, Eich Lebel Yom Kippurim Potter. What do you think about? What do you think this is an example of? Eich Lebel Yom Kippurim. Is this just plain and simple Issachal? Ein Issachal Issar? Let's think through it. It was Nevela. Well, it was also Nevela. It was Nevela. And now comes Yom Kippur. When Yom Kippur comes, it creates other Isurim, albeit not of this object. What are the other Isurim? You can't eat potatoes, and you can't eat carrots, and you can't eat cake, and you can't eat meat, you can't eat anything. What's that like? What is that? What is that similar to? Everybody say, that's not an Isurim Maisif. What is that? It's a Koil. That's like when the Chefta becomes Asur of more people, or here, more people. Leave out the people for a second. This is classic as a kolo. More things become awesome. Nothing changed in this Chefta. I wasn't allowed to eat this Chefta last week, and I'm not allowed to eat the Chefta today. Yom Kippur says nothing to be more than the Vela did. And this Einish, Einish doesn't change anything. In terms of the Etzel and Issim, it's not a Chefta, nothing changes. So this is not a candidate for Nisim Oisif. At best, this is a candidate for Nisim Kolo. What does Rabbi Shimon the Brisa clearly deny? It's a kolo. Rabbi Shimon Satani is allowed to deny it's a kolo. But whose question doesn't make any sense? Amalei Rav or Rav Nachman? Rav is looking at the two statements of Rabbi Shimon, and he asks his Rebbe, there's a steer between the two statements. How could Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah in Karisos, that nice is chalon chalev, that points to us that Isser is chalon lisser, but Rabbi Shimon by Yom Kippur holds that Eich Lebel Yom Kippur's part, that points at Ein is chalon lisser, and it's the penalty mark of that on the Kasha. A big problem with the Kasha. One's a Nisa Moisa, one's a Nisa Koro. Maybe Rabbi Shimon accepts one, doesn't accept the other. It's not the same Shaila. It's not the Mis of Rabbi Shimon. That's a Kasha. Wow. You read this Gemara Krisos, that's what you have to ask. You need a half-hour introduction just to understand. You have to understand this is Moisa, it's a Koro. Understand why this is an example of Moisa, this is a Nisa Koro. Yeah, the Rabbi's Kasha is making sense. This is not my problem. There's many places. There's a long places here. With the other Kasha. Places like the Kasha. What's going on? How do we mix a nap string? Doesn't make any sense. If you take a look at the Tysus, we'll just focus us quickly on the question. It's about seven lines into skinny lines of Tysus. The first line is Gav. Seven lines down. First one is Gav. V'im Tovah. My part. What was Rava thinking? Dil Mashani Gabi Yemi Kibur Mishumakal Khalas in a Vale, Kim is not Khal on the Vela, Shum the Ainu Asa Rakis a Koil, of Al Hakagabi Nice of Yisam Maisif, the name of Apogav the Lace letter of Shimon is a Koilo, is a Maisif Yisla. And Tyson says, guess what? I'll share the Ratanoim, but that will hold that way, split between the two. So why can't Rabbi Shimon split between the two? That's why it's cash. Well, gotta be a Tyson priest to think it's cash. Nope, it's a Gimme Tempest is cash. Give me a test. How are you going to solve this kasha? So conceptually, in Lombus, you have to do one of two things.
Make a mold as a rose, every mold as a column.
You mean you have to either somehow convince me that what the going from cheruv to noser we goofed is not really nisim noser, it's really nisim gadol. Or you have to go to Nevel to Yom Kippur and say we goofed. We have to goof on something because we have to make this equation. So comes the Shegesari and says we did not goof. In the chel of noiser part of the equation. Now that's from pshutim adro. That's the shortest of noiser. But we did make a mistake, says the Shagasari, in what we thought the veil of Yom Kippur is. Zot Shagasari, the veil of Yom Kippur is an issa what?
Moisif.
It's a also. It happens to be an issa koilo, but it's a moisif also. Where's the moisif? What does Yom Kippur have in the veil doesn't have? Says the Shagasari, it's the Shalmoiki Derech Achila that exists on Yom Kippur L'chiyov, that doesn't exist by Nevela, because Nevela Shteit Achila, Yom Kippur Nishkin Achila. It's that dimension of Shalmoiki Derech that qualifies as an Issa Moisif, and that Pshan is good. That's the Shagasari learned the Gemara Krisis. He looked at the Sugim Krisis, he asked his Kasha. He went back and went to Pesachim. He did his math. In fact, there's no Lashon Achila. He didn't care about the Gemara and Yuma. He thought that was irrelevant. And so, Shai Gisai, don't look at Pesachim. That's not what
Tosus
says. Toy didn't say it, no. Toy didn't say it, no. Why do we need a Shai Gisai if Toy didn't say it? Shai Gisai says, Kedaka Bekai, she says it's on Pesachim, even if he has innovative Pesachim in the Gemara, he has no problem saying it in Rabbi Shem.
That's
how
it is.
The boy saying, I'm going to challenge you. Who's going to be doing for the ride for Shrek's back? A lot of guts to do for this ride. But you have all the information there to be doing for the ride, provided we remember what we learned 3 weeks ago before Pesach. I'll give you a hint. Give me a hint. Rabbi Shimon. Not Rabbi Shimon Shkoff, Rabbi Shimon the Tana. This pshat is impossible. The Shagasari just said it's impossible. You know why it's impossible? Maybe impossible. You know why? Remember all the Gemara's in Tzachim? Shlokederach, it's Potter. Who is the lone voice who disagreed with all the Sugis in Tzachim? Why do you think that Rabbi Shimon disagreed? Who remembers the Marshal a couple of weeks ago? Rabbi Shimon had a very innovative way of understanding Machos Asuros, different from everybody else, remember? Less than a Kazayas, according to Rabbi Shimon, what's the din? Yechayev Malchus, less than a Kazayas. The Halacha Moshim seen if Kazayas according to Rabbi Shimon, only what? Only vis-a-vis carbon. We got to bring the carbon chatz from. We spoke about this. Week before Pesach. It was only enough Kamina vis-a-vis Karbonis. The Gabi Malchus, the Chai of Malchus, the same exact Issachat Shir as Shir Sholim. come to Mar Shalom Shabuos and says, the corollary of that is, just as Rabbi Shimon held, and Chatzi Shir is also in a Torah, there's Malkus, Rabbi Shimon held Shabuot Kederach Achilos La, is also also in the Raisa of Malkus. What was the connection between, who remembers the Lomdus we said, what was the connection between the two? Just because Rabbi Shimon holds that quantitatively less than a Shir is Chayav, why does that automatically mean that he holds qualitatively Shabuot Kederach is Chayav also? Because who remembers what was the punchline we said a couple of weeks ago? Shavoy Kederach is what? It's like a Chatzishia. Why is it a Chatzishia? Why should it be a Chatzishia? What's the nature of a Chalsa Surah, so they say? Is it the hump or the hump? What's the umps? It's not the Mais Achila, but it's what? It's the Hanoah Shavoy. Remember? Remember that the Chalsa Surah is also a shame, Hanoah Achila Shavoy. Remember the Raya? About Ein Shlichus Advar Vera? Even though Tanoim will say, Yei Shlichus Advar Vera, you can't appoint Shlichti Trefi. It doesn't make any sense. The Matzinu Zeh Nehne Vezeh Mischayev. The whole umph of the Isra Machos Asuras is the Hanos Shiva. Hanos Achim, not the Ma'as Achila. The Ma'as Achila is a necessary prerequisite to accomplish, to experience the Hanos Achila, but the Hanos Achila is the nature of the Isra. How much Hanos Achila is also, what's the Shir B'Dovar? So there are two ways to measure Shirim. There's the quantitative Shir of how much tachlis did you eat, and there's how much did you enjoy what you ate. So we hold La Halacha that the quantitative shear is a kezayis, and how much did you enjoy it? Kederach. Anything that's less than a kezayis is not the same issur. Anything that's not the normal way of enjoying it is not the quantitative amount of hanah. Rabbi Shimon doesn't believe in the shiurim. Rabbi Shimon says the shiurim were never given the shiurim were given to Meshavim Lagabi Chiyav of Karis, Lagabi Chiyav of Karbin, Lagabi the issur. It doesn't matter. Even the Chatzishir is also in the Torah. Zakhtar Marshal, just as Rabbi Shimon said, Chatzish is also in the Torah, who went to Nami, Rabbi Shimon said, Shalak Kederach is also in the Torah. By which he saw Rabbi Shalak Kederach also in the Torah? All of them, even when it says, Achila. If that's correct, what we just said, then the Shekhis Ayis Pshat cannot be correct. Because the Shekhis Ayis whole Shtikl Torah is assuming that Yom Kippur is much stronger as factors in it that Nevela doesn't have. And what is that factor? Shavoy Kederach. That's wonderful that he done. But this is Rabbi Shimon. The Hilik Gitan Rabbi Shimon is speaking. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai could never have made such a statement. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai could never have viewed Yom Kippur as being some maisif on a nisir of Nevela because of the dimension of Shavoy Kederach. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, Shavoy Kederach is higher than a Torah of Nevela. That's the Dichah of the Shavisai. The Shag's eyes is evolving, innovative, creative shot, but it can't fly according to Rabbi Shimon. It's impossible. If that Marshal, if last week is correct, then this cannot be right. You know who made this Ha'ara? It's not my Ha'ara. Never in a million years. This was the Ha'ara of Rabbi Kivega's brother. In Mishnayis, he said his pieces, in Kodesh Shibbut Torah from Rabbunim Eger. Okay? Rabbunim Eger, Rabbi Kivega Eger's brother. And he has this tiny thing. He quotes the Sheikh Asayim. He says, it's lonely ton le'omer, according to everything we just said about this mashal, this whole mahalach. This is Rabbi Kivega and his brother. This is what they used to talk about. It's like my kids talk about this. Right? They talk about that a tichri from the Sheikh Asayim, from the sug increases. The story didn't end here, but I say. You have another bomb, Kasha. Bomb Kasha against the Sheikh Asayim. I would say even more of a bomb than this. Because this one, you could say, okay, you'll accept the Marshal, and the world will go on. What was an example of something that tells us Shalai Kederach that we know for a fact, at least from himself, because that's Shalai Kederach? You know the case in the Gemara?
I climb.
Can I carry my hand? Bas Bechas
Mechalev.
What would you say about Basar Nevela? It's cooked with milk. And I go in and I eat it. Did I violate an Isra Vachilas Bas Mechalov? You know what the Gemara says? Gemara in Chulin says, Enis Achalas. The Gemara calls it Enis Achalas. Bas Mechalov and Avel is Enis Achalas. That is a sideshow. That's the Rambam's famous Kasha. Why isn't it an Isra Moise for the Isra Hanoah? Not for now. Not a time, not a place. But think for a minute about that. The Gemara says, Tem Malay. That Basa B'chol is not Chal Nevela, at least Lagab the Yisrachim. It is Chal Nesar. No? If the Shadisai is right, it's a Kasha.
Yisra Anah doesn't create, doesn't
well,
create.
Well, Yisra Anah, but
Shalok Aderech doesn't create a...
You see, for the Gemara, Shalok Aderech is not called Yisra Anah. Shalok Aderech doesn't qualify as Yisra Anah. If the Shalok Aderech is right, so then Yisra Nevela, the Bas Lechol, would have been a classic example of an Yisra Anah. But the Gemara, Shalok Aderech, it's not. This was also not like Asher. This was the Yecheskel's Kasher. Yecheskel was the one of the Megiddo Shem Slobodka right before the war. The Divi Yecheskel, Yecheskel Barshtu. So he asked this guy, he says, this Shagasai is not just against the Marishah, it's against the Gemara. It's a Pelagol Shagasai. The Raif Shagasai, he should turn increase its sharp Shein Kamayu, but it's a Pela. But Rabbi Sai, what is conceptually going on here between an effect of Shagasai and all the Achorim are gang up against the Shagasai? There's a conceptual machloik, it's a very, very, a deep conceptual halakha machloik going on here. But how to understand the nature of something. Shagasai is claiming that Shalai Kederach, the Chumra, the Chiyum Shalai Kederach, qualifies as an Issa Moisif, and everybody on the other Achorim is saying it's not true. So Rabbi Buddha made it for his reason, for his reason. Only Achorim have different rides against the Issaid. But what are they really fighting about? Is Shalai Kederach qualify as an Issa Moisif? What do you think about that? If I just ask you that question in the back end. The fact that Isser X was Mutter Shalai Kederach and Isser Y was also Shalai Kederach. Should that characteristic of Shalai Kederach qualify as an Isser Y? What do you think about that? Give me some examples of Isser Y that we know already. We go from Achilles Hagar, we went from Achilles Adam to Achilles Mizbeach. Which of these are not the same? I'll give you three examples of potential Isser Y. Achilles Hagar, it's under Chilas Mizbeach, something that's Mutash Lakaderach, something that's Asa Shlakaderach. Which of these is not the same? Third one is not the same. Why is it not the same? Why? Tell me why. Now tell me why. All of the one Bishop of Rashi, why is it not the same?
It's all within the gather of Shalokaderach, meaning it's
the what?
There's no.
Yeah, what it's right. Let's see.
it's not something separate.
What's the same? It's the same Isser.
It's the same Isser.
It's the same Isser that happens to be a different surah to how to violate that same Isser. It's not one Isser. Achil and Hador are not the same Isser. Achil's Ob and Achil's Bech are not the same Isser. It's the same Isser. There's an Isser to be better from Bas Mechalov, and there's an Isser to be better from Bas Mechalov. It's the same Isser, albeit a different surah of how to violate it, but it's not a different shape of Neatzmai. That's why the Bnei and the Yecheskel and the Chayyim have kindness. Forget about the riots from all the Bikis and Shabbos. Conceptually, it's a difficult Shabbos. It's a very, very difficult Shabbos conceptually. But I come upon him by saying, we haven't disproved the Shabbos Arias. So the only thing we've potentially disproved is this riot from Christendom. Forgive me. His Yisrael may be endless. We have not disproved his Yisrael. So, let's now analyze the Shagasai, leaving out the ones that we had a lot of work. Baruch Hashem is more Kritzos, got us thinking a lot, got us in the world of Enezich HaLisser. Let's go back to Ashsugya. Go to the real thrust of the question. What should the Divya be in Kippur now? Do we have any riots? Who's got a riot for me? For the Yom Kippur, Zosr Shalai Kederach, or the Shalai Kederach? Chartz and Mishka, Masech as Yuma. We shouldn't have closed the Gemara. It's on the same page. The Mishnah says the guy eats rotten spoiled food, the guy drinks terrible drinks, the guy drinks fish brine or pickle juice, I don't know what he's drinking over here, he's potter. Potter means didn't do it deraisa. Maybe it's also Rabban, but didn't do it deraisa. No? What does it say in the Mishnah? It says Shlok Kederach is not the deraisa, right? Does it or doesn't it? What do you think about it? You hesitate. What do you say?
It's not considered
a mafa. Oh. Phil's quoting to Shlok Kederach. He said, just don't know. He's very rough. Shalai Kederach and Yom Kippur is also the deraisa. We went right. You like my? I don't know why, but I'm still convinced that I'm right. My psach would not say achila. What do I do with this mishnah? So the Shagasai says, "No, you misunderstood this din. This is not a din in the hook. This is a din in the hook. What? Shaloi kederach is what? What does shaloi kederach achila mean? What was the example of the Gemara beating shaloi kederach? I ate raw meat. Is there anything wrong with the meat? Anything bad with the meat?
No.
I'll cook it up. It'll be great. That's a din of shaloi kederach. But the gavra is eating in a tzur that's not normal to eat. But the food is not rotten. There's nothing wrong with the food per se. Nobody looks at a piece of raw meat and says, oh, this is horrible, this is spoiled. It's just not yet cooked. So the gavra chose to eat in its surah that's not kederach achila. Zot shagasaye, that din of Torah gavra, that's the daf of the word achila. And when the word achila is missing for whatever shape or form, whatever reason, justified it, zilach batli. If the word achila is not present, then there's no ptur shalai kederach. That's when you're passing up a shav shalai kederach achila. But when the cheftza is nifsol me'achila, that's a different thing. It has nothing to do with this part. Learning the wrong sugya, says the Shagzai. What's the mokah for the Mishnah in Yuma? That we have rotten food. You're not chayav wine? What's the mokah? How do you know that? That's not shalai kederach.
It's not
even. You said that. You didn't say anything with you. You mechav to benim anoyach. Says the Shagzai. Where do we find hechem atzidah davar kazeh that a food is rotten? So that's you're not chayav.
If some mechilas kelav.
Some mechilas kelav. Some mechilas kelav. By chametz you have to quirk with this mechilas kelav. But by regular mechilas zuz, this gives some mechilas. What's the part? What's the mokah for that? We still have to learn about zara together. The seich lo kol neveila a ger shem shechid na vechola. Only a ger and neveila real ger is called neveila. But if it's not called and real ger, it's mishkin neveila. Zok the shechis ayin. You're learning the wrong sugya. I'm learning a sugya pesach nachav dalav about. That did in the Gavra. The Gavra chooses to eat raw meat. That Taka doesn't apply. That Taka doesn't apply in Yom Kippur. The Sugya knew that Payal is a different Sugya. That's a Sugya, but it's Nifsa Me'achilas Adam. So then, that's not the definition of the Gavra. That's Patra Be'al Mechaz Asuras. And guess what? That would be Patra Be'al Mechaz Asuras and Kila Kerem also. So Shtei Shaitz. Who remembers who was about to put Shaitz? Sorry. It's about us a few weeks ago. You've been a Shaitz. Then we told the Machoizmus and Akshat the Chavstas about whether these two sugars are the same, the Sugya of Azan, the Sugya of Sochem. We spoke a little bit about it one night. So the Chavstas, I'm sorry, the Shayasai, you say they're two different sugars. Those who disagree with the Shayasai, who hold that, no, there is no Chiv of Shloka Derech and Yom Kippur, they're not forced to say that. They can learn this Mishnah Kipshuto. This Mishnah is part of the Shloka Derech and finished. So, when all the dust settles, everybody agrees to the Mishnah Yuma Daf Peyal. That was never a discussion. The Machloikis, the Shayasai, and this is that because Shalai Kederach is Patur, or is that notwithstanding the fact that Shalai Kederach is Chai, there's a different din in the Chet. It's Josh Pogger, Rabbi Menorah, I'm going to make you bring the roundup in Zman. The Chushmisa Zosor, Days, Aloha Hey. So the Rabbi quotes the din of Aloha Shabruyim, and I love them very good, it says Yipopo. Okay, now not a big surprise. Listen to Rabbeinu Manoach, when the Rishonim were perishing the Rambam. Rabbeinu Manoach says, on the Rambam, Aloha Shabruyim, and Michael, Mishum dechol hani kem dlo chozel yachila lo miyaspa daite minayu v'tziure komet stair v'lo ka'ovra kol ha'nefer shel ha'su'una she'en lecha inu gogol mizeh. What? Sounds familiar, right?
Yeah.
What did Ben Nech just say?
No.
What did he just say? He said, you know where you potter? He was over here. He didn't come to the ship. He was over here. Because she'en lechomish ha'shel ha'su'una. And we know that that's the driving force behind Yom Kippur. How do we know that? Because we already saw the Gemara of Yuma and the Fe'alot. That's the driving force of the Shia, of Kezayis versus Kesebes. Zachta ben Menach. That's the Pshat of Mishnah. We want to know why you're talking about Shia and Ruyin. So the Gezayis is the Yom Kippur. What did Rabbi Menach not say? How many things did he not say? He didn't say two different Pshat he could have easily said. Could have said the Shalai Kederach Achila, call it a day, like the Rebbe Dusan, like the Rebbe Meger, like the Rebbe Chet, could have said that. Or he could have fell back on the Shagasari and said that it's a vid in the Sinevel Sheger, it's a Psalm Chavtza. He could have said either one, and he chose to say neither of the two. He came with a reason, so I don't know if there's a reason. It's a din proti, it's not a din proti, it's a din proti, it's a chisar, and a din inu, Yishaboy. So I ask you, what was wrong with the two reasons? Well, the reason that other Rashi wanted to give, Mistan Rabbeinu Menachem didn't buy him because he held the Shagas Arias, right? That Shalaka Derech is not a point to buy him. But what was wrong with the Shagas Arias Torah? What was wrong with the Cheftza thing? Who's going to tell me what was wrong with it? What was the mock of the Shagas Arias Cheftza heart? He said it. Yeah, what's the problem? We said it like so flippantly. Well, there's a din by the Vayam Shem of the Yes, the name was not Rabbi Chiba, so it's a din. The Chavtza, so Yom Kippur, we eat Fuzan, the Chavtza, so you follow.
No, there's no din of Achila by Yom Kippur, so then you can't say it then. He holds Shagas Arias is unique, is separate than the issue that he's saying Yom Kippur is a separate din on its own.
So what do you say? What do you mean by that? You're getting to it. What is Yom Kippur not? Now, Bavos B'chovah also doesn't say Achila, but nobody in the right mind will tell you that Bavos B'chovah is not Hilchos Kashrus. Bavos B'chovah is not Bechos HaSus. Not the Bavos B'chovah is Bechos HaSus. Yom Kippur is not what? It's not Bechos HaSus. B'chlam, they do the Bechos HaSus. It's nothing to do with the Chetz B'chlam. It's a mitzvah Sagavra. What is the Hadram starts out with Yom Kippur? Say, mitzvah Lishvayis Be'achilu Shtir. It's a mitzvah Shabbos on the Gavra. To be Shabbos on the Gavra. So now you're going to superimpose Klolim from Nuchas Kashrus on Tehuchas Shabbos? It's not Nuchas Kashrus, it's Nuchas Shabbos. This is a Shabbos Shabbos on the Yom Kippur. So you're going to tell me that, no, you're not Chayim, because after all, there's a din in Nuchas Chazir, Nuchas Nevelus, Nuchas Bas Bechalov, that things are Nuchas Yachila. That doesn't speak to me. It doesn't interest me. The Chal doesn't interest me. This is not a chiyuv b'chol. That's what David Noach really does. So Rabbi said we have three possibilities now for the same day. The Mishnah and Yuma. Nobody can argue with Mishnah Yuma. The first Mishnah and Yuma. That the person eats machol and ruim is potter. But we have no clue why that's true. We have three logical possibilities because it's the same din of Pesach Nach Avdal of Shalek Kederech. Assuming Yom Kippur is like all other Yisurim, not like Bas Machol and Kilakem. Or it's the exact same din as a sugin of Arizar and Avel Shin Ruliger. Invoking images of Machalos HaSurus, or neither of the two are correct. It's a din prati and impibrati. Manafkir, at the end of the day, the din is true. Any idea what a possible Manafkir would be?
The other case is not an issue.
Well, all the other cases are Machalos HaSurus, which is Isaiah, you said, will be right there. So, one possible Manafkir, we'll start tonight. The Gemara discusses, so we showed him exactly what the gears were. The Gemara discusses, a strange possibility that a person could eat or could drink something that fundamentally isn't really too good. But those meant chayitz. If you have a little bit of chayitz, the Gemara says, it's eichlich and ruyin. But if you really fill her up on it, the Gemara has a possibility that you could be chayiv. If you really have a lot of these oichel, it's not so good, you could potentially be chayiv. There was some Rishayim, Rabbi Yerucham says that for all the oichel shayin ruyim, that's the din, says Rabbi Yerucham. If a person eats a lot of garbage, a lot of spoiled meat in Yom Kippur, it's chayiv. It becomes chayiv. If you eat a little bit, you probably eat a lot, you chayiv. What? Where did that come from? So let's think it through. If you hold that the p'tur eating oichel shayin ruyim based on what? Is based on Shlok Kederach Achila. The guy who eats a lot of school food is Kederach. The guy's a bigger nut than the other guy. The guy who takes a bite of school food and Shkifel. The guy has a whole meal, sits down to a school steak. The guy's Mamshum Shumir. If you don't like the Shai Yisani, there's a din of his kasher is called, the Vela really there. If you eat a lot of school Chazi, you know, there's no shield at all. So we strike out according to the first two shot. But according to Rebbe, it's not so far-fetched. So Rebbe would say, all of Hilchos Machos HaSus breaks down in Yom Kippur. There's no Ptur of Shulik Kedera, there's no Ptur of Vesh Shulik Kedera. The only guiding force, the only guiding principle is Inuv. So one can argue, a guy who eats a lot of spoiled food, it may be true that he didn't really enjoy the food, but you know what? Besides a real stomach ache, he's full. He may have broken his Inuv, and that's enough. The breaking of the Inuv may be an independent Isser, even though we can't pin it down on the regular rules of Machos HaSuras, because Machos HaSuras doesn't interest us in Yom Kippur, according to Rabbeinu Menoyach. So it could be that the longest of that Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Gura, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the quotes this Rabbeinu Yerucham Aloch. On this question, this Rabbeinu Yerucham Aloch, they eat a lot of spoiled food, and fills you up, could potentially be Nisa Deraisa. That only makes sense in the world of Rabbi Yehudah. In the world of Shemesai, in the world of the other Bechorinim, Bechalav doesn't make any sense. So Rabbi Yisai, again, within the Sugim Sakh that doesn't exist. It's the Gemara doesn't talk about Yom Kippur, and we're not sure why. The Shemesai said, well, it doesn't have to. Talked about Bechalav and Kippur, Yom Kippur is the same. And the other Bechorinim say it's not true. We saw a lot of the discussion revolved around the Shach, the Gemara itself, Krisis Achav Gimel, Moses Kasha, Shemesai's innovative, creative answer. The Burmega's attack against the Shemesai, the Yechest attack against the Shemesai. Then we saw how does the Shemesai himself explain the Mishnah of his Yuma? So he developed different Yisraelis, Gavin of Chatzis, and then we saw Ben Menoch, who ignored everybody, because he had a whole different mindset in terms of Kippur, different Machal Sesuros, with the potential enough for me to being that if you eat a lot, quantitatively, that may make up for what is otherwise instead of the Mishnah.